Japan's new Prime Minister, Yoshihiko Noda, has called for all nuclear plants halted after the Fukushima crisis to be restarted. But in his first policy speech since taking office, he told Parliament that Japan should aim to reduce its reliance on nuclear power in the long term. He also said earthquake reconstruction and economic rebuilding would be his twin priorities. He warned of possible tax increases to tackle Japan's debt. It's been 6 months since Japanese emergency workers began a desperate struggle to control the nuclear power station at Fukushima. You'll remember three of the reactors overheating following the tsunami. More than 100,000 people living within 12 miles of the plant are ordered out. Today, the reactors are still not fully stabilized, but radiation levels in one area of the exclusion zone have dropped. The BBC science correspondent David Shookman is one of the few journalists to make the journey inside.
I've just crossed into the exclusion zone around the Fukushima nuclear power plant. We're a couple of miles inside the zone. There's our Geiger counter. We set it to go off at a really low level. And the striking thing, despite hearing the sounds of the alarm, is actually how low the radiation level is here. And we're driving through, essentially, an abandoned town. 16,000 people used to live here. Weeds are growing up. The paddy fields are abandoned, and all around there are animals, which used to be looked after, just roaming wild.
We're in the ruins of a farm, and bright yellow spiders have taken over, lots of them. The owners fled so quickly during the nuclear leak 6 months ago that they didn't release their cattle. The result is horrible.
It's got a careful release. Oh, look at that. So how many? 60. Every... two here, all the whole row. God.
A local farmer, Naoto Matsumura, slipped us into the zone. He wants the outside world to hear how his hometown, Tomioka, has suffered.
We've now arrived at a little group of houses and buildings on the side of a very steep hill surrounded by trees. It's a very pretty sight. This is Naoto's farm. It's where he lives. There's a couple of bars, various pieces of farm machinery and lying around here. This is where he is trying to eke out an existence. He's determined to stay here, but I have to say, it is a fairly depressing sight.
Naoto is the only person left here. He tries to care for the animals and keep the place going.
We want this place to be safe again. We need gas, electricity and water. But the old people still want to come back, even my mother and father. Their wish is to die here. Now it's just me taking care of the animals.
I'm now in what must be one of the quietest main streets anywhere in the world. Many of the shops are wrecked from the earthquake 6 months ago, and no one's been back to pick them up. The lines of vending machines, so popular in Japan, well, they're obviously silent. Now, all the time we've been here, the radiation level has been relatively low. No great cause for alarm. But listen to this. If I crouch down and hold our Geiger counter near the ground, the level shoots right up. There it goes. Now, that's no great problem for us on a very quick visit, but it does raise a question about the idea of people returning to live here.
Naoto talks to his only companion, his dog Aki. On our three-hour visit, we got roughly half the radiation dose of a chest X-ray. Naoto doesn't want to think about radiation. He's just determined to stay on.
The BBC's David Shookman in Japan.